A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But you," he said to them, "who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I, for my part, declare to you, you are rock. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you declare bound on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you declare loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Gospel. Today we celebrate the two greatest apostles together. We'd be able to have an octave for each of them, but in God's eternal humility, he puts them together. They were put together because their feasts in the early church were celebrated together, because this day, June 29th in 258, their relics were taken together from the two places where they had been buried out to the catacombs now of St. Sebastian in order to be protected from the henchmen of the Emperor Valerian, who was coming to try to destroy their graves. Since that time, we have always celebrated them together. There's a certain fittingness because they were doing the same work, even though they did it in totally different ways. St. Peter was that rock on whom Jesus built his church, that sign and agent of unity, that office that people would be able to look to in order to get direction in the midst of disputes, so that there would no longer be confusion that could cost people salvation. St. Paul was vas electionis gentibus, was the chosen vessel to bring the gospel to all the nations. Today we mark the fact that the Holy Father is the successor in the ear, not merely of Peter, but also Paul. I use that term concertedly. Not just the successor, but the heir. Successor is just someone who happens to come after. In the same way, for example, Barack Obama came after George W. Bush. He was his successor, but not really his heir. Most of his policies, many of them he's tried to change. That's not the way that it works in the faith, that we are both successors and heirs. We receive the treasure that Christ has put into their hands, and one of their most important jobs is passing on that treasure, unchanged, but invested like that great talent. St. Paul's first words are found at the end of his first letter to the Corinthians, in which he included a saying that was by this point well known among the Christians. "I passed on to you as of the greatest importance what I myself had received." Then he gave the essence of the kerygma, that Christ Jesus suffered, died, rose from the dead, and then made all of these appearances. Successor and heir of both Peter and Paul. Today in the Vatican, Pope Benedict celebrated his 60th anniversary of priestly ordination. And there, in something that's uncharacteristic for him, he gave a deep biographical reflection. But what is very characteristic of him, it applies not just to him, not just to us, but also to this feast day. He began with the words that the cardinal who ordained him a priest said at the end of his priestly ordination, taken from the Last Supper, that first Mass, when Jesus said to Peter and the other 11, "I no longer call you servants, I call you friends, because I have revealed to you everything I have heard from my Father." He incorporated them as friends into his own ministry. Pope Benedict reflected on the frightening reality that Jesus made that friendship so tight, that friendship that began in the sacrament of baptism, was nourished by the Word, nourished by the other sacraments, but sealed in a sense through the sacrament of holy orders, that he would be able to carry out what Jesus gave to Peter at the end of today's gospel, to bind on heaven and bind on earth in the sacrament of confession. Those words, "I no longer call you servants, but friends," in the old rite of ordination, were specifically tied to the giving of the faculty to be able to hear confession. That when he says, "I absolve you of your sins," that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are speaking through him. When he says, "This is my body, this is the cup of my blood," that it is Christ speaking through him. That union of friendship still startles Benedict to this day. But then he started to explore much more that friendship that the Lord calls us to. And as he is accustomed to, he goes back to that ancient Latin definition of friendship, idem vole, idem nolle. A friend is someone who wants the same things and rejects the same things as a friend. They become a communion of wills. He says that's precisely what the Lord wants with all of us, especially as priests. He says the Lord is our greatest friend, laying down his life to save us. But then he asked, "Have I reciprocated that friendship? He knows me by name. He is the good shepherd. He calls me. He gives me everything. Do I know him at that same level? Do I make the effort in prayer? Do I make the effort to really embrace him in the sacraments? Do I make the effort to remain united to him in all my actions and give him glory and bring him to others?" Even 60 years into his priesthood, even as the successor of Saints Peter and Paul, Pope Benedict still seeks to grow in that way. And he reflected a little bit more on what the Lord said in that same chapter of St. John's Gospel from the Last Supper. "You have not chosen me, I have chosen you to go and bear fruit that will last. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit." He talked about the fruit of Peter and Paul, how much fruit they bore for the world. But then he started to get a little bit more specific. He said, when Jesus uses that image of the vine and the branches, what's the fruit we're talking about first, literally? He says, grapes. And what do grapes need? He said, they need water and they need sun. And in order for them to really give off good fruit, as we know from winemakers today, they also need some flavor, some aroma, some other things in the soil that will begin to influence the way that grape tastes. And he uses that as a metaphor to talk about the fact that for us, sometimes we need the storms, we need the rain. Sometimes we need the sunshine, we need the brightness. And we need the aspects of human life, the aroma, the flavor that come from the various people we meet, the various experiences we have, in order to make that fruit truly rich. And he gave thanks to God for the rains, for the sun, and for the others, the other fruits, who have given his life, his priesthood, and his episcopacy and papacy flavor. These are obviously elements in Saints Peter and Paul's life. They themselves were true friends of the Lord, not necessarily initially, but they became true friends. They sought what Christ wanted. They rejected what Christ rejected. They began to live by the principle, "Thy will be done," as true friends. They were no longer servants, merely obeying because they have to. They began to love the Lord, who loved them first, and as St. Paul tells us, gave up his life for them. And they made it their life journey to expand that love. And they bore unbelievable fruit. The life of Peter and Paul, we see many days of sunshine, the miracles they worked, the people who received the gospel with joy. We also see torrential downpours of all the sufferings that they needed to, as well as the outpouring of their own blood as a libation, St. Paul describes in today's second reading. But their fruit, as Jesus promised, attached to Christ the vine in a deep friendship, endures forever. I have appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last. And their fruit we will one day be able to observe, God willing, in heaven. Today, as we come forward on this Mass to celebrate Saints Peter and Paul, to pray for Pope Benedict, we remember that the Lord Jesus no longer calls us servants but friends. He wants us to want what he wants, to reject what he rejects, to will what he wills, to remain united to him in love, and allow him to use the rains and the sunshine and others to truly nourish us so that we will bear a fruit that will help to save the world. The Lord has done this before us with Peter and with Paul and with Joseph Ratzinger. He wants to do the same with us. Idem vole. Let us want what he wants.